Hello again, Robin Williams. And first, we'll catch up with someone from last week at the Centre for Atmospheric Research in Boulder, Colorado, Dr. Hui Li. She's the one studying rivers in the sky, but also how we may expect cyclones and other storms in the future. Is it true that they may be fewer in number, but much more powerful?
In the case of tropical cyclones, that is right. The increase of tropical cyclone intensity is a relatively robust conclusion. But in terms of tropical cyclone frequency, is more uncertain because different methods of this detecting work can differ in their conclusions. For example, most of the high-resolution climate model simulations would tell you the frequency would decrease, but there are some other models that would suggest otherwise. But we know that the proportion of strong storms versus weak storms would increase in a warmer climate.
And how do those events, those upheavals, themselves affect climate change? Do you know?
In my own research, I know that tropical cyclones, they can actually contribute to the global ocean heat content through their interactions with the ocean. And that mainly is due to the storms can induce very strong vertical mixings in the upper ocean. And through this process, they would inject the warm surface water into the ocean interior where they can stay for much longer. And it is through this process that tropical cyclones may affect ocean circulations and ocean heat transport and things like that.
I remember an occasion 2-3 years ago when we expected the Great Barrier Reef, which, as you know, is immensely long, would be dramatically harmed by the extremely hot weather happening. But it just so occurred that in the south, there was less effect. And of course, in the south, there had been a cyclone, there had been storms. And so there was lots and lots of rainfall and colder water going down onto the ocean. And so you could actually see a living experiment of north and south. North, there was a problem. South, the weather seemed to save the climate bit.
Yeah, that's a very interesting perspective. Yes, that makes perfect sense. Yeah, that's just a perfect example of how the weather can affect climate, actually.
And so how are you following up this huge variety? Is it mainly cyclones and hurricanes, or what else?
I'm also looking at atmosphere rivers. A recent work we have been doing is looking at how atmosphere rivers could have some impact on the ocean. And the most interesting part is on the sea surface height along the coast. What we're finding is that in a warming climate, the stronger atmosphere rivers would actually have a higher impact on the sea level rise on the coast region. Yeah, this is still a work in progress, but it's another example of how weather could affect climate.
These aren't just terrestrial rivers.
No, they're
rivers in the sky.
Yeah, rivers in the sky, exactly. Yeah.
What an idea. Is this liquid water, or is it really dense potential rainfall that hasn't happened yet?
The latter. It is potential rainfall. You can regard it as a huge mass of moisture coming in from the tropical oceans to the west coast of America, like California coast.
Have you looked at Australia at all?
Not really. Sorry.
Well, if I describe it, maybe it'll ring a bell, because we've had on various coasts, especially the east coast, where places around northern Queensland and certainly around northern New South Wales, you've had fairly big towns, not exactly wiped out, but close, huge floods, huge amounts of rain. As you say, a river in the sky that suddenly descends with incredible force. You know, that sounds familiar?
Yes, yes, that is an atmosphere river.
And how do you find the future as you model what goes on seems to suggest?
In terms of the atmosphere river, in terms of intensity, thermodynamically, if you have a warmer atmosphere, you would hold more moisture, so your rainfall would become heavier. So theoretically, the atmosphere river could potentially bring more water inland in the future.
So more rivers in the sky and greater deluges in prospect. Meanwhile, on the reef, there was no cold water saving the Great Barrier Reef in this latest bleaching. It looks like a near total devastation. Dr. Hui Li at Boulder, Colorado.